Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4637.
Identify a person who had significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The most significant person in my life would probably have to be my father. He inspired me to become an engineer myself. He was a fantastic father growing up. I have a lot of really good memories with him, and we share a lot of hobbies.
So what do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good father myself someday. I aspire to be a good friend. I aspire to have a satisfying professional career and complete my education.
And how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as fun-loving and compassionate.
All right. What makes you smile?
Good jokes, good food, seeing people, being around other happy people.
And what type of things make you happy?
The thing that makes me most happy is when I'm in a fun, positive environment.
What kind of things make you sad?
When I see other people that are sad or going through distress, the news most of the time makes me sad.
So describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Growing up in the country, I definitely became a fan of serenity and peacefulness. I really enjoy the quietness and the serenity that comes with being in the countryside, and I hope to one day move back to the countryside.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from anyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I think that the attribute that distinguishes me most is my ability to relate to a wide variety of people. Growing up in the countryside, I was around a very conservative environment, and then once I moved, I got the other spectrum. I really think that now that I'm at the end of my my college time, that I excuse me, that I've really come out of the whole experience with a very robust ability to talk to just about anybody.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would say the ability to empathize and to understand other people.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like the least?
The quality that I like the most in myself is my courage. I don't always know exactly what I'm doing, admittedly, but I'm always willing to try something new and not let the fear of the unknown, you know, keep me from doing anything. And I would say with that, my biggest setback is, what I struggle with most is my ability to understand, or my ability to have foresight and look at the consequences of whatever it is that I'm doing.
Okay. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents instilled the importance of education in me, and to be honest, you know, I would say two things that I admire most in people is their honesty and, you know, and the fact that they have some kind of an education.
Okay. And how do you like to spend time with your family?
I love to spend time with my family. I only get to see them once or twice a year. You know, my father and I are both avid motorcyclists. We like to go fishing and hiking. My mother's a very, actually, everyone in my family is an avid outdoorsman and or outdoors woman, and we usually spend most of our time doing something outside.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday or a holiday and why that gift is so special.
I would say either a backpack that I received when I was very young, or actually the shoes that I'm wearing now. Both things I've worn quite a lot, and there's a lot of really good memories behind them.
Tell me about some of the activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, like I said earlier, I've gone on quite a few family camping trips, quite a few fishing trips with my father. He's taken me on some motorcycling trips when I was a child, and they definitely had an impact on me because I still like to do all these things.
So, what is your favorite book? And with that being said, what type of books do you enjoy? And then, do you have a favorite literary character?
I haven't, I haven't read as much as I normally like to, but I would say my favorite book of all time is actually one I read over the summer. It's called The University of Desert Roads by Renée Cormier. It's a nonfiction book about this French guy who goes. This French Canadian guy who goes through a midlife crisis, and he basically sells everything that he has, buys a motorcycle, and spends 4 years driving around the world. And it was a very remarkable story because the guy had absolutely no idea what he was doing, but he was very courageous himself and succeeded at it and wrote a fantastic book. But I would say, in general, I like nonfiction books or science fiction books. I'm a big Ender's Game fan too.
What's your favorite word and why?
My favorite word. I really like the word Sedona. Well, first, Sedona is a beautiful place. And I guess I also just like the way it sounds. I think if I had a daughter, I'd name her Sedona.
What was the last book that you read?
The last book that I read was The University of Gravel Roads by Renée Cormier.
What about the last movie that you saw?
The last movie that I saw, I think it was this movie called Predators. It's an older movie, older like science fiction movie. Well, like I said earlier, I'm a science fiction fan, but this movie was kind of cheesy. I don't recommend it.
So you didn't like the movie.
No, I did not like the
What types of sports do you like to watch?
I like motorcycle racing, in particular, hair scrambles and enduros. They're televised in Europe, so I've been following this enduro series that's going on in Romania right now, and yeah, so that's the kind of sports that I like.
So what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like to ride motorcycles. I like to go hiking. I like to go fishing. I like to read when I have time, and I like to hang out with my friends.
Are you a creative person, and if so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say that I'm more of an innovative person than a creative person. I'm a pretty lousy artist, but I I feel like as an engineer, I can come up with unique solutions to problems and, you know, create some fairly novel designs that aren't commonly seen.
Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I think that one or two people have mentioned it to me once. Can't remember what they said. I don't really follow pop culture, and like I said, there's only one or two people, so I don't think that I do. I personally don't think that I resemble a celebrity.
All right, so I want you to evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I would say going to college to be an engineer. When I was a teenager and when I was in high school, I was not a very academically inclined young man. And I really wasn't, you know, like most of the people that I'm graduating with who have been, you know, really scholarly students their entire life. So it was really a gamble for me, you know, doing this, and I definitely had to work my butt off to make it work. But in the end, you know, it was a very rewarding experience. I'm graduating in 6 days, so you know, I'm definitely glad that I had the courage and the perseverance to stick with it, because it ended up being a great decision.
Good. So choose a prominent person whom you would like to interview and explain why. And this person could be living, deceased, or fictional.
Well, I guess in light of recent events, it would be very interesting to interview Nelson Mandela, who just passed away. Mm-hmm. I would probably ask him what he feels like the best way to deal with adversity is, because Lord knows he had some adversity to deal with.
That's certainly true. So first experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would say I moved here. I didn't know anybody at all. And I was used to living in a completely different environment. I was very homesick at first. I was scared. I thought, what the heck am I doing? But that experience and the hardship definitely motivated me to kind of come out of my shell and meet people and, you know, really excel and I guess hit the ground running and, you know, make the best of my time here.
So recall an occasion where you took a risk that you know now was the right thing to do.
Once again, I guess going to college in general, that was a risk. And according to my my calendar, it was a good decision.
Good. Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or a piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or even challenged you, and in what way?
Yeah, I would say the most fascinating thing that I've learned in the past year, and this is from my roommate who's a physics major. We were, you know, talking about quantum probability and the fact that there exists an infinite amount of universes, but the chance that you exist in any one of those universes is almost zero. So it really makes living that much more marvelous, that the probability that we're actually alive is extremely small. And not only are we alive, but we stay alive and we stay in this universe, you know, or in this life path for you know, a long time.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And if so, can you describe this moment?
I would say an experience that I had on a camping trip. My first camping trip where I could see more stars than I've ever seen in my entire life. That was really a eye-opening experience, and it really put everything in perspective to me, and how you know, how there's things that are larger than myself, and you know, whatever obstacles I'm facing.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would honestly say relaxing. This week is finals week of me. I had a heck of a semester. I work part-time and I go to school full-time. And I would just really love to not do anything for a couple days. Honestly.
All right. Where would you like to be at the most?
Where would I like to be at the most? I would like to be at my parents' house.
So that's who you would prefer to be with at this moment?
Yeah. I really miss my family.
And what's your approach to life?
My approach to life is have a goal and always be working towards that goal, but at the same time, you can't take life too seriously because it always has some way of surprising you.
Can you recall the most difficult time you had in your life, and then tell me how you overcame these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of this difficulty?
When I was when I was a teenager in high school, I made some poor lifestyle choices, some poor friend choices, and I found myself in legal trouble, and it was a very scary experience for me, and it definitely made me evaluate my life, what I was doing with it, how I was spending my time, who I was spending my time with, and it, once again, I, you know, tried to look at it in a positive light and as a, you know, catalyst for motivation, and it definitely worked out well because that experience definitely made me open up my eyes and you know, change the type of person that I am.
Can you describe your most rewarding experience?
Well, I can only imagine at this point, but I think that getting my diploma is going to be pretty darn rewarding.
I would have to agree with you on that one. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I actually like playing chess quite a bit. Today, not so much, but especially when I was young, actually, which is... I never really realized this, but when I was young, I actually played quite a bit of chess.
What about, do you have a favorite actor?
Favorite actor? Keanu Reeves, I would say. He has a really cool house, and I'm a big Matrix fan.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? Ooh. You can't go wrong with a nice steak. My mom makes some amazing lasagna, and I'm a big fan of seafood too.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
You don't want to know. Let's skip that question.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning, I analyze whether or not I can hit the snooze button on my alarm clock. And if so, I hit the snooze button on my alarm clock. If not, I get up, make breakfast, get dressed, you know, do what everyone else does, start my day.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I really have no idea. Something I wish that I can do, but I can't. Maybe if I could. This isn't realistic at all, which I guess is part of the question, but if there is some ability to instantly learn things, such as in the Matrix, I think that'd be really cool. But then again, I have to be careful what I wish for because it wouldn't be that gratifying. But I digress.
So you're majoring in engineering.
Yeah.
When did you first become interested in this field?
I can't remember actually. I was always very young and always trying to build things. I would go back into the woods and I would try to build a bridge over a creek. I was always trying to build contraptions to make chores easier. Just all these things, and I guess that was kind of how I expressed my creativity. Like I said, in high school, I didn't do well, and I didn't, and I blame most of that on the fact that I wasn't really taking school seriously and I wasn't applying myself, but I still found, math and science classes easy, and I didn't really have to apply myself in that. So, it was just kind of a perfect storm, so to speak. My dad's an engineer, my mom's a math teacher, so it was just destiny that, their son becomes a civil engineer.
So you said that you're graduating in a few days.
I am.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, my father and my grandfather are coming down, so I'll definitely be spending time with them. Probably gonna go out and get drinks with my friends. And hopefully there will be some relaxing involved too.
So if you could choose any career at all, what would it be?
Probably the career that I'm actually going to be starting in January. I just received a job offer last month for a company that designs wastewater treatment plants, and that's exactly what I want to do. So I'm living my dream right now, which is really cool.
Good for you, good for you. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in respects to work, family, travel, that type of thing?
10 years from now is a long ways to look in the future, but I could see myself with a family, married with kids. Hopefully, I will have my professional engineering license by that time, which will allow me to work for myself and do more consulting work. And hopefully that lifestyle will provide me the opportunity to, have a month-long vacation or something every year. That'd be really cool. So I can dream,
Absolutely.
right?
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening. Long walk on the beach, candlelit dinner. I would say, without being too specific, that a candlelit dinner is, or that, yeah, that a romantic evening is, the most important aspect of a romantic evening is to have exclusive time with your partner, and go to someplace quiet. Maybe someplace where cell phones don't work, and really be able to bond with that person and only be concentrating on that person.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for their ability to understand me and how and I guess at the end of the day, accept who I am as a person, and I guess, and yeah, somebody who is accepting, I guess.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Show them that you love them.
So tell me, why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, there were a couple of reasons. I guess first, I'm a poor college student, and you know, the financial incentive was definitely there. Second, I have a good friend who was incapable of having a child, and he actually is using a service such as the Caro Bank to, you know, so him and his wife can have a child. So, you know, I definitely see the utility in this program, and I you know, at the end of the day, I believe that as a healthy young man and somebody who thinks that he'd make a good father, you know, himself someday, that this is really something that I should be doing.
Is there a message that you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I would say more for the recipients and for the parents is, you know, I'm sure that if you're using the service, that you already know this, but, you know, there is no greater there is nothing more important than raising a child and you know, giving them unconditional love, and I hope that they, you know, take that to heart when they're, you know, having this child.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4637.